Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahabiryam Karabhavahai, Tejasvinavavitamastu Mabhidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Start with the first page. We'll do each one, each one of these three times together. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatikum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrindan Utibisi Tasadanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatikum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravasamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrindam Nuntidirsi Prasadanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravasamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrindam Nirtibirsi Dasadanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatikum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravasamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrindam Nirtibirsi Dasadanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. I notice with this one, my ga, the first ga is not often low enough. So it's Om Ganana Antwa. So it's Om Ganana Antwa. I hear myself kind of saying Gana. Om Ganana Antwa. Om Ganana Antwa. Say it with me. Om Ganana Antwa. Om Ganana Antwa. So one more time. All together. The whole thing. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gumbhavamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrindam Nutibirsi Prasadanam Om Maha Ganapataye Namaha. Next one. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Visheshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Tripalaknikalaya Kalaknirudraya Nilakakaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Trishurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Vandanam Mrityor Mukshi Yamamrita Aptal. To put an om in there. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam
Urvarukamibhavantanam Vrinchor Mukshi Yamamrita Ata Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugrantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamibhavantanam Vrinchor Mukshi Yamamrita Ata Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugrantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamidavantanam Manchor Mukshi Yamamrita Ata.
If we can do these together. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha Shanno Pabatwara Yama Shanna Indro Prahaspatihi Shan no Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami Ratam Vadishami Satyam Vadishami Tanmamavatu Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. A little faster. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha Shanno Pavadvarayama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnuguru Kramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, these Shanti mantras that we're doing are in a given order. And it's this order that is chanted every day before class at Coimbatore. So first they won't do these that we're doing. These will always, the first page will always be done in the temple and in various places. But before a class starts, this order of Shanti mantras are done. So let's just go through the order. This one we know, but we'll do it anyway. Second one. We're on the bottom of page 2.
Okay.
Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvina Pratitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
See if we can do this faster.
Yeah. Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvina Pratitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's try this together and see if we can do it.
Om Yaschandasa Mrishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Jamrita Adsam Bhabhuva Samindro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devatarano Puyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jemva Me Matumatama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmana Kosho Simetaya Pihitaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Repeat after me.
Om Yaschandasa Mrishabho Vishvarupaha Om Yaschandasa Mrishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva.
Chando Pyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva.
Samendro Metaya Aspranotu.
Samendro Metaya Aspranotu.
Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam.
Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam.
Shariram Me Vicharshanam.
Shariram Me Vicharshanam.
Jahwa Me Matumattama.
Jahwa Me Matumattama.
Karuna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam.
Karuna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam.
Brahmana Koshosi Metaya Pihitaha.
Brahmana Koshosi Metaya Pihitaha.
Shrutam Me Gopaya.
Shrutam Me Gopaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Together. Om Yas Chandasa Mrishabho Vishvarupaha.
Chando Pyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva.
Samendro Metaya Aspranotu. Amritasya Devadarano Bhuyasam.
Shariram Me Vicharshanam.
Jihwa Me Matumattama. Karana Abhyam Puri Vishruvam. Brahmana Koshosi Mirtaya Pihitaha. Shrutam Me Gopaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. How I used to learn these or practice it at home, if you take just a small section, Om, Om, Yas Chandasa, Om, Yas Chandasa, Om, Yas Chandasa, Mrishapo, Om, Yas Chandasa, Mrishapo, Vishvarupaha, Vishvarupaha, Vishvarupaha. So you just work your way through like that, section by section. And then when we practice it here, it won't be foreign to you, right? But that's what you have to do if you're trying to learn them. If you're just trying to have reading practice, then that's fine also. Let's look at number four. We'll try together. Om Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Kirtir Tishchandi Reriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi Dravinagum Savarchasam Sumedha Amritokshitaha Iti Trishankor Vedanu Vachanam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Repeat after me. Sadly, lower and lower. Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Say it twice.
Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva.
Kirtip Prishtangi Reriva.
Kirtip Prishtangi Reriva.
Kirtip Prishtangi Reriva.
Kirtip Prishtangi Reriva.
I'll say it once, then you say it twice with me. Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi. Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi.
Dravinagum Savarchasam.
Dravinagum Savarchasam.
Dravinagum Savarchasam. Sumedha Amritokshitaha.
Sumedha Amritokshitaha. Sumedha amrato chitaha iti trishankor veda nuvachanam iti trishankor veda nuvachanam Om shanti shanti shanti
Well, let's try again from the beginning and repeat after. We'll do it this time. We'll repeat after me three times. Om, om, aham vrikshasya reriva.
Om, aham vrikshasya reriva. Om, aham vrikshasya
reriva. It's not aham. It's ahang, okay? Ahang. That aniswara, because of the va, will become nasalized. And you just have to remember your Sandhi rules to know that, because what you see there is an M. But you see an aniswara, and that aniswara takes the pronunciation of the nasalized. So it's om, om, ahang vrikshasya reriva.
Om, ahang vrikshasya reriva. Om aham vrikshasya reriva. Om aham vrikshasya reriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Now that visarga there takes an if sound. Kirtif. Because of sandhi. Kirtif. Then prishtam, the anuswara will be the nasalized na from the ga. Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva. Kirtif prishtam gireriva. Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Urdva pavitro vajini vaswamritam asmi.
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 Dravina gumsavarchasam.
Dravina gumsavarchasam.
Dravina gumsavarchasam.
Dravina gumsavarchasam.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Sumedha amritokshitaha.
Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam.
Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam.
Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam.
Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam.
Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay. We'll do words together. Om aham vrikshasya reriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Urdva pavitro vajini vaswamritam asmi.
Dravina gumsa varchasam.
Sumedha amrito kshitaha.
Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam.
Om shanti shanti shanti. Om aham vrikshasya reriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Urdva pavitro vajini vaswamritam asmi.
Dravina gumsa varchasam.
Sumedha amrito kshitaha.
Iti trishankor veda nuvachanam.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Yeah, this is one that we know.
Lucky you.
Om, Om, together. Om, Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, this is then we can take a sip of tea.
Tea? Sorry, what is that?
Didn't you get any tea?
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay, I just put you. Just so I do tea in.
Tea time. Oh, tea? Time for a sip of tea.
Why is the tea connection? Yeah.
We're going to learn this new one. I'll chant it for you and then I'll break it down. Okay, just so you can hear it. Om Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotramato Banamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranamastu Anirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishad Sudharmaste Mai Santu Hey, my son, too. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Oh, boy.
Nice, isn't it?
I've always wanted to learn this one. It sounds so much like a Latin chant.
And the words are, the meaning is beautiful. So let's take a look at it. Let's look at the first sentence. I'll break the Sunday. Om Apyayantu Mama Angani Vak Pranaha Chakshuhu Shrotram Ataha Balam Indriyani Cha Sarvani. Okay. Let's go through and do the whole thing. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Brahma Upanishadam. Ma Aham Brahma Nirakuryam. Ma Brahma Nirakarot. Anirakaranam astu anirakaranam me astu tat atmani nirate ye upanishatsu Dharmaha te mayi santu te mayi santu. Everybody see those sandhi?
Could you do that one again?
For
the second line, the last word?
Yeah.
Oh. Anirakaranam astu anirakaranam. That va is a u plus an a. Astu, and then anirakaranam. Anirakaranam, astu, anirakaranam, me astu. Do they see? Let's look at the meaning of the first line.
Apyayantu, that unto ending you haven't learned yet. It's an imperative ending, and it has the sense of, may you do this. It's like a command. Please do this. May you do this. You know, or do this, depending on the context, but most of them are polite than that. May you do this. Or please do this, or do this. So that's the imperative mood. So here, apyayantu mama ma. So the the root is apyai. And apyai means to increase, to grow big, to grow fat, to expand. That's the meaning of apyai. So here, mama means my. Angani means limbs, nominative singular, neuter nominative singular. Vak, nominative singular. Pranaha, I'm not sure if Vak is I think it's feminine, I'll have to look it up. Anyway, it doesn't matter, it's nominative singular. Pranaha, nominative singular, it means, Vak means speech. Prana means the vital force. Chakshu means eyes. Shrotram, ears. Etta. It actually means eye. Chakshu means eye. We'll take it as the eyes, but it's literally one eye, chakshu, because nominative singular. Shrotram, one ear, but they mean ears. Hearing, eyes and hearing. Etta. Etta him means and further, and also etta. Balam. Balam means strength.
Means what?
Strength. Strong. Strength. Balam. Indriyani means organs, like sense organs and organs of action in the nominative plural. And Sarvani means all in the nominative plural. Cha means and. So what does it say? It says, may my limbs, because it's may they become whatever, okay? May my limbs, my speech, prana, vital force, eyes, sense of sight, and ears, atta as well as, but leave that for now, the basic sentence is, may my limbs, speech, vital force, eyes, ears, increase in strength. Balam means strength. So that's going to, the apyai means for whatever the accusative is going to, may they become stronger. May what become stronger? May the limbs increase. May their strength increase. May they increase in strength. So balam is the accusative here.
I thought balam meant children.
Bala. Bala means children.
What is atta?
Atta is going to be and further and moreover.
Uh-huh.
And also the indriyas, all the indriyas, and the indriyas also.
What's the difference between those two words? Bala and
long ah.
Ah.
Bala is a long ah.
Oh,
bala
okay.
is a short.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
So this says, may my limbs, my vak, my prana, my chakshu, my shrotram, may they increase in strength. Apyayantu balam. Ettaha indriyani chasaravani. And also all of my organs of sense, all of my organs, means sense organs and organs of action. May all of these become stronger, more powerful. So Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshush Shrotram Ato Balam Indriyani Chasaravani.
What was Savani?
All.
Oh, okay.
Indriyani, sarvani, all the indriyas.
Okay.
Everybody see that? Then.
Well, I say it when you say it.
Yeah.
Well, that's all. That's all that's required.
I don't see that on my own.
Sarvam, everything. Nominative singular. This is sarvam brahma aupanishadam. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Sarvam, Brahma, Aupanishadam. Everything. Sarvam is, there's no verb here, so the verb is understood. The basic sentence, everything is Brahman. Sarvam, Brahma. Everything is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Which is Aupanishadam? Which Brahman? What do you mean by Brahman? The Brahman which belongs to the Upanishad. this is a particular, it doesn't say just Upanishad, it says Aupanishad. Okay, that's a Tadita. And it has the sense of that which is born of or belongs to the Upanishad. So the Brahman, which is there unfolded in the Upanishad, that Brahman. Sarvam, everything, is Brahman. What Brahman? The Brahman of the Upanishads. You see what I mean? That, so they're defining what Brahman they're talking about. The Brahman, as which is unfolded in the Upanishads, everything is that Brahman.
Well, is there another kind of Brahman?
Well, Brahman is a word, you know, so they just are saying the Brahman which is known through the Upanishads.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Otherwise, if you think you know Brahman, you don't, unless it's been revealed to you through the Upanishads.
Right.
So sarvam, everything, is the Brahman, which is known through the Upanishads. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Sarvam, Brahma, Upanishadam. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now look at this. Ma aham Brahma nirakuryam. Now, this word ma is a negative, like na, how na means not. Ma means not also, but it's the form that's used with the imperative.
Mm-hmm.
The word ma as not is used with the imperative mood. And here we're using the imperative. Actually, it's potential, but the potential is being here used like the imperative. So it says, may I not turn my back on nirakuryam. It means to repudiate, to turn your back on, to ignore. So may I not turn my back on or become indifferent to Brahman. So aham is the subject. Nirakuryam, may I not, and ma is the negative, may I not become indifferent to, repudiate, turn my back on Brahman. Right? Ma aham Brahma nirakuryam. So Brahman is the accusative.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't learned Brahman yet. It's a neuter noun and unending noun. We haven't learned the consonant ending nouns yet. So, ma aham Brahma nirakuryam.
Mm.
Okay? Then, ma Brahma nirakarot. Now here you have two ma's.
Mm.
One is
negative.
If not though. One is negative, ma, means not, and one is ma, which means me, in the accusative. It's a secondary form of me,
wow.
Mom or ma. So you have, it's just kind of, it's nice. One means not, one means me. So ma, Brahma, nirakarot. May Brahman not become indifferent to me. May Brahman, you know, may I not be indifferent to Brahman, may Brahman not be indifferent to me, talking about Ishwara, you know. So, ma, Brahma, nirakarot.
So, which one of the ma's is the not, and which one is the...
There's no way to tell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's a funny idea, because Brahman is never indifferent. It always shines.
Brahman always shines, but it's just a poetic it. It's
okay.
Like if you're saying
it's a humble kind of statement.
Yeah. It's like may even in a relationship, like say you have a relationship with a person, may I always be focused on you, may I never become indifferent to you, and may you never become indifferent to me.
That's sweet.
It's very beautiful. Yeah. So thinking of a Brahman here as Ishwara, because Brahman is Ishwara actually. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's good. That's wonderful.
We're safe.
Ma,
Brahma, nirakaro. Okay? So may Brahman never become indifferent or repudiate me or turn his back on me. Now, next one. Anirakaranam. Astu. May there be no indifference. The a now is saying is the negation. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Nirakaranam, anirakaranam. Astu. Let there be no indifference. May there be no indifference. Anirakaranam astu. Astu is again the imperative mood of us. May there be, let there be no indifference. Then, anirakaranam me astu. Let there be no indifference for me. So the first one in the Bhasha, you can see it as anirakaranam astu. Let there be no indifference for Brahman. And then, anirakaranam me as to let there be no indifference to me. So it's saying the same thing, just in a different language, different sentence structure. May there be no indifference for Brahman. May there be no indifference for me. So it's repeating the same idea. Mm-hmm.
For me?
For me or to me. Date of sense.
But instead of a ma, this is may?
May. Now we're in the date of case, that's why. Or it could also be the genitive case.
But it matters. May there be no indifference to me. It's different than may there be no indifference for me.
The idea is more for. Okay. May I not be indifferent toward Brahman? So that's the idea. It has more of a genitive. May I have no indifference toward Brahman? May Brahman have no indifference for me? But it's saying may there be no indifference for toward Brahman. May there be no indifference for toward me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of emphasizing by through repetition.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what it's doing. So it's the next sentence, and the next sentence is repetition too. Tat Atmani Nirate Ye Upanishatsu Dharmaha Te Mayi Santu. The first part of it is take this little sentence Ye Upanishatsu Dharmaha, okay? Which dharmas, Ye Dharmaha, which dharmas, and this is in the nominative plural, ye dharmaha. Which dharmas Upanishadsu are in the Upanishads? In the which nominative plural Upanishadsu in the Upanishads, locative plural, dharmaha. Which dharmas are in the Upanishads? Te, those, mayi, in me, Son to be. Let those be in me. The dharmas means the qualities. For Antakarana Shuddhi, all of the qualities that are extolled in the dharma, in the Upanishads, like ahimsa, non-injury,
daya,
all of them, all of the qualities, the viveka, vairagya, all of the things that are extolled in the Upanishads that make you an adhikari. So here it says, those which dharmas are in the Upanishads, may those be in me. Santu means may they be. And again, that's third person plural of the imperative. Te, may those be in me. Te mayi santu. Everybody say, which dharmas are in the Upanishads, may those be in me. Mayi is in the locative singular. Those mayi in me, may they be sent to. Now,
could you just break down the words again and with the meanings?
For the part that I've done so far?
Yeah, starting with a tat to santu.
Okay, I'm gonna get to the tat right now. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it for you and then I'll, okay, just so it's clear. That, touch, that.
Mm-hmm, right.
Atmani is going to be in reference to the self or in the self or the self.
Mm-hmm.
Nirate means committed.
Committed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ye means which. Upanishadsu in the Upanishads.
Mm-hmm.
Dharamaha, qualities. Te, those. Mayi, in me. Santu, may they be.
Okay,
so I left out those first three words because you can't really understand them without understanding these first ones. So, which dharmas are in the Upanishads, may those be in me. So that mayi is in locative singular, okay? Now, that mayi, in me, the one who is nirate, this is locative singular, who is committed, nirate, who is committed, devoted to. So nirate is adjectival to mayi. Mayi is locative singular. Nirate is a past passive participle in locative singular. So it's adjectival to mayi. In me, who is nirate? Who is committed to that self? The commitment is in reference to what? That's why it's put in locative. In English, we would just put to the one who is committed to that atma. So that Atma means, that Atma means what's of that referred? That Atma, which is Brahman, which is revealed in the Upanishads. So Tadatmani Nirate Ye Upanishatsu Dharmaha Te Mayi Santu. Those dharmas which are in the Upanishads, may those dharmas be in me, the one who is Nirate, committed to that self, to that Atma.
This is a prayer.
Yeah, all the Shantipatas are prayers. We always chant them before teaching because it's a prayer to Bhagavan for Antakarna Shuddhi and for having everything that I need, including my good health. I say at the beginning, you know, may all my limbs, my speech, my prana, may everything be strong and healthy.
Yeah.
May my attitude be right. May I be totally, you know, fixed on, devoted to Brahman. May Brahman be devoted to me. May there be no indifference at all. No indifference, it repeats it. Right? And then may I have all of the antakarna shuddhi, all of the attitudes that are required, all of the dharmas that are talked about in the Upanishads. May I have all of those. Me, the one who is totally committed to this.
Kiki.
Do I hear Arjun in there?
Yeah, Arjun's following us.
Hi. Hi.
As a benefit, him in your...
Yeah.
So there's no accusative, it's just the one who is committed.
Like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
While you're around.
Okay.
It says, so it has the nominatives. Which dharmas are in the Upanishads, may those dharmas be in me. In me, the one who is devoted to that self which is Brahman. Yeah.
Committed.
He has a sense of being committed to be devoted up to be full. If you're looking up in the dictionary, committed to, devoted to, intent on, focused on. Then look at the repetition. Te mayi santu. Everybody see that? Te mayi santu. May they be in me. Those mayi in me santu. May they be. Te mayi santu. So if you see it ends te mayi santu. Te mayi santu. It's really beautiful. Yeah. May they be in me. May they be in me. It's a beautiful prayer. It has everything. It has everything.
Now, who wrote this prayer? Where did it come from?
They've just been passed down over time.
Okay.
Let's take just a quick little break here, and then we'll practice it.
That is a question.
What do we do? Just
chant? So, we're going to chant Apyai until we've already gone through the meaning. I can give that to you later. So repeat after me. Om Apyayantu. Om Apyayantu. Om Apyayantu.
Om Apyayantu.
Mamangani.
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 Vak. Pranaschakshush.
Vak Pranaschakshush.
Vak Pranaschakshush.
Vak Pranaschakshush.
Vak Pranaschakshush.
Vak Pranaschakshush.
Pranaschakshush.
Chakshush.
That Visarga, the Visarga takes a sha sound because of the sandhi with the following sha. Okay? So it's, even though you see a visarga there, for those of you who don't know sandhi, this is confusing, that visarga will take the sound of the following sha. So it would be vak pranash chakshush, vak pranash chakshush, vak pranash chakshush,
vak pranash chakshush,
shrotramato.
Shrotramato.
Shrotramato. Balamindriyani.
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 Balamindriyani
Balamindriyani
Chasarvani
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 Balamindriyani 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 Chasarvani
Om Apyayantu Mamangani Om Apyayantu Mamangani Om Apyayantu Mamangani Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato I'm sorry Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani
Balamindriyani Chasarvani
Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshush Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshush Shrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Shrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Shrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Shrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Well, chant this line together three times slowly. Just do the best you can. Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato I'm sorry, start again. Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam 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 It's Nirakuryam like ah there. Nirakuryam Nirakuryam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakurot Karot, sorry Mama Brahma Nirakurot Mama Brahma Nirakurot Mama Brahma Nirakurot Mama Brahma Nirakarot Mama Brahma Nirakarot Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Mama Brahma Nirakarot.
Mama Brahma Nirakarot.
Mama Brahma Nirakarot.
Mama Brahma Nirakarot.
Anirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Anirakaranam. Anirakaranam. Astvanirakaranam. Astvanirakaranam. Start just with that. Astvanirakaranam. Astva. Astvanira. Astvanirakaranam. Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam. Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Anirakaranam. Astvanirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Anirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Me astu.
Me astu.
Me astu.
Me astu.
Anirakaranam. Astvanirakaranam. Me astu.
Anirakaranam.
Astvanirakaranam.
Me astu. Anirakaranam. Astvanirakaranam. Me astu.
Tadatmani nirate.
Tadatmani
nirate.
Tadatmani nirate.
Yad Upanishatsu.
Yad Upanishatsu.
Yad Upanishatsu.
Yad Upanishatsu.
Dharmaste.
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 Mayi santu.
Mayi santu.
Mayi santu.
Mayi santu.
Tadatmani nirate yat upanishatsu.
Tadatmani nirate yat upanishatsu.
Tadatmani nirate
yat. Tadatmani nirate yat. Tadatmani nirate ya.
Upanishatsu dharmaste.
Upanishatsu dharmaste.
Mayi santu.
Mayi santu.
Mayi santu.
Tadatmani nirate ya upanishatsu.
Tadatmani
nirate yat upanishatsu.
Dharmaste
mayi santu.
Dharmaste mayi
santu.
Dharmaste mayi santu.
Tadatmani nirate yat upanishatsu. Dharmaste mayi santu. Tadatmani nirate yat upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu.
Dharmaste
mayi santu.
Dharmaste mayi santu.
Long on it. Dharmaste, dharmaste, dharmaste mayi santu.
Dharmaste mayi santu.
Dharmaste mayi santu.
Dharmaste mayi santu.
Te mayi santu.
Te mayi santu.
Te mayi santu.
Te mayi santu.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Just for the tape, for those of you who are listening, let's try it together slowly. I don't really expect you to do it, but just do the best that you can with it. We'll be working on this more next week. Om apyayantu mamangani vak pranas chakshushrotramato balamindriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahma upanishadam maham brahma nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anira Karanam Astva Nirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishad Siddharmaste Mai Santu Te Mai Santu Om Shanti 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 Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshishrotra Mato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Astva Nirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishad Siddharmas Te Mai Santu Te Mai Santu Om Shanti 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 Vimunatam Om Abhyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshishrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Anistva Nirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishad Siddharmas Te Mai Santu Te Mai Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, I'll make sure that we have this I'll make sure that we have this on the Swami Bhagishananda's, you know, on the text section, so that you can also practice it. All the others are that we've done so far are on the text section. Okay. Good. Okay. Let's move on to our Atma Bodha. Page 5. I think we're in verse 22. Ajnanan manaso padehe. Ajnanan manaso padehe. Kartritvadini chatmani. Kartritvadini chatmani. Kalpyantem bhugate. Bhugate chandre. Kalpyantem bhugate chandre. Chalanadi yatam basaha. Chalanadi yatam basaha. Ajnanan manaso padehe. Ajnanan manaso padehe. Kartritvadini chatmani. Kartritvadini chatmani. Kalpyantem bhugate chandre. Kalpyantem bhugate chandre. Chalanadi yatam basaha. Shalanadiyatam basaha. Okay.
Is it umbu?
Umbu. If I broke the sandhi, kalpyante umbugate. Umbu? Umbugate. Umbugate. Chandre. Okay, let's break the sandhi. Ajnanat. Ajnanat. Manasa. Upadehe. Plus U, right? Manasa upadehe kartritva adini kartritva adini cha atmani kalpyante ambugate. It's ambugate, compound ambugate chandre chalana adi yata ambasaha. Okay. Ambasaha from means water. Ambas. Ajnanat. Ablative, right? Ablative singular like Ramat. Because of or from or due to ajnana, right? Ablative because of, from, due to. So because of ajnana. Because of ignorance. Manasa. Manasa means mental. Okay. Upadi, or of the mind. Manasa means mental or belonging to the mind.
ending noun, manasa. It's not manas. So manasa. Upadi, right? Upadehe, like harehe, right? Genitive singular. It could be ablative singular, it could be genitive singular. Harehe, harehe, right? So upadi, actually upadi is feminine. Feminine short you, which you haven't learned yet, but it's just like the masculine. We're going to learn those today. So upadi, a compound, a manasa upadi. The upadi which belongs to the mental upadi. The upadi which is the mind, you could say. Manasa upadehe. Genitive singular of the mental upadi. Manasa upadehe. Kartritva, etc. A kartritva adi. Nominative, neuter nominative singular. Right, like vadi, varini, varini.
I just heard the meter made. It's okay, we just changed.
Everybody changed, okay.
It's 2 hours, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine.
Thank you. So, kartritva adini. Kartritva adini, so neuter nominative plural here. No, I was thinking, where do I get this thing? Oh, I was at Chalana. Okay. Kartritva adini, neuter nominative plural. Kartritva, tva affix on a noun means the state of. Kartra means doer. Kartra, so r ending noun. Kartra can be a nominative, it can be masculine or neuter, that noun. It doesn't matter here in the compound. Kartra, kartritva, doership. The state of being a doer or doership, or also doer-ness, which is not a word in English, but ness, state of being, ship, doership, adi, etc. Okay, so beginning with doership, okay, kartra, doership, etc. Okay, cha and atmani. Atmani, that e is the generic ending for the locative singular. Atman is the noun. We haven't learned unending nouns yet, but atman e, atmani, locative singular. So on the atma. On the Atma, on the Self.
I am the Self.
Atmani.
Oh,
on the Self. Good.
The Adini, Adi is, as a plural, Adi is
Adi is an adjective, or it's also a noun. Adi means first. So here it would be, for which it's the first being, for which the first is kartritva. In English, we'll just say kartritva, etc.
But you
wouldn't say. Hmm.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
You wouldn't say kartritva adini.
Maybe
we are saying
kartritva
adini.
Yeah. We're saying kartritva adini. Like adi, adini, adi, adini, adini.
Right, but I don't think I realize that in this case it's being used as a noun, not an adjective.
Yeah.
But the adjectives are all adjectives or not? Are they declined as well?
See, yes. Adjectives are declined. Both adjectives and nouns are declined. And say if we were to look up adi in the dictionary,
right,
you would see an adjectival meaning and a nominal meaning. Depends on how it's used. Right?
Right.
So here...
So doership's the first...
In English, we just say doership, etc., or those things beginning with doership.
But we usually use adi just as adi, right? No, limbs. Manas would be adi, just like that.
Yeah, but what they're wanting to show here is that kartritva is one of many.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they have it in the plural there. Kartritva, etc. Okay.
Well, so they don't separate that out as being the first one?
Kartritva can be like the first member of a set, like kartritva, boktritva,
okay.
Doership, enjoyership, seeing, you know, acting, all of these different nouns that can be applied, that can be superimposed on the manasa upani body. It's mostly kartritva and the doership and enjoyership. Okay. Ajnanat manasa upadehe kartritvajini cha atmani kalpyante. So we're going to stop there at kalpyante for the moment. Kalpyante is another word that we use for superimposed. Attributed to or superimposed upon. Okay. So here, your main subject is kartritvadini. in the nominative plural. Doership, etc. Okay? Kalpyante, passive, is superimposed, is attributed to Kalpyante, Atmane put in the third person plural, Kartritva, etc., Kalpyante, is superimposed Atmani on the self. Okay? Cha, and. Okay? That's probably just a filler here. So you've got Kartritva, etc., Kalpyante, is superimposed on the self. Now take the, go back to the Kartritva, etc., and read to the left. The Kartritva, the doership, etc., of the Manasa Upadhi, of the Upadhis, which are attributed to the mind, okay, the mental Upadhis, because of Ajnana, are superimposed on the self. So let's go from the beginning. Ajnanat, because of Ajnana, the Manasa Upadehe Kartritvadini, doership, etc., the doership, etc., of the mental Upadhis, of the mind Upadhi, it's in the singular, Kalpyante, is superimposed Atmani on the self, locative singular. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the cha. You can bring the cha back down from the following, but mostly just a filler here. And often in verses, it will be used as a filler where it has no significant meaning. So it is superimposed on the Atma. Now, the next part. Now, they give the example. Right, in the Atma Bodha, it's famous for always giving drishtantas, illustrations. Ambukate Chandre. Chandra, Chandre, locative singular from Chandra. Ambukate is a adjectival to Chandra. Gata means is gone or has gone on, which is located in the water. Ambu means water, which has gone into the water. So it's like on the moon, which has gone into the water. What they mean is the moon, which is there located in the water, reflected in the water. So Ambukate Chandre, on the moon, which is in the water. Which has gone into the water. Chalanadi, okay, the activity, motion. Chalana means motion. Chalana adi, motion, etc. So it could be motion or frothiness or waves or whatever the water is doing. So the chalana, etc., movement, etc., yata, just as ambasaha, just like the movement of ambasa's water. Just like the movement, etc., of the water, genitive singular, just as, yata, chalanadi ambasaha, just like the chalanadi, the motion, etc., adi, of the water, is superimposed, remember we're going to use the verb again, is superimposed on the moon, which is reflected in the water.
Amba and amba.
They're two different words. They're two water. Different words for water.
And then in chalanadi, you're just saying chalanadi.
Yeah.
However, in kartritva nadini, we are saying the.
We're saying plural. And a lot of that's just filler. They could have gotten away with saying adi in the singular. They could have, yeah. But it doesn't hurt the meaning at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the meter.
Right.
Right. And the same with the use of the cha there. It doesn't, a lot of the times these words, if you don't see a use for the word, it's just a filler. It's yeah. And that happens a lot. Especially with words like cha, eva, you know, and eva, yeah, cha, eva, he sometimes, which just give emphasis. Even upi sometimes, you know, they're. So you see in the context if there's a use for the word or not. So
this is ajnanam.
Ajnanat. Ajnanat. That na is a ta. Ajnanat means because of ignorance.
Okay.
Due to ignorance,
okay.
The doership that belongs to the mental upadhi, manasa upadehe, the doership, etc., of the mental upadhi, is superimposed, kalpyante, atmani, on the self. Just as the movement, etc., of water, the motion, etc., of water is superimposed, pick up the verb again, is superimposed on the moon, which is reflected in the water.
And to because of ignorance, where's the because? How is that?
Fifth case, ajnanat, ablative singular.
Oh, yeah.
Ablative singular has that suffix. Okay. And both is because of, you know, if you see, say you're a child, for instance, and you see the reflection of the moon in the water, then you see the moon has gone into the water, okay, and it's moving. That's literally what it says. Like in the moon which has gone into the water, ambugate chandre, in the moon which has gone into the water, the movement, chalana, etc., the movement, etc., of the water is on the moon, is in the moon, is superimposed on the moon which has gone into the water. If the moon hasn't gone into the water, right? So you're seeing the reflection.
Oh, yeah. What part's superimposed?
If you see the moon in the water,
yeah,
right, that's the reflection of the moon in the water.
That's not the moon.
It's not the moon, but that's not even the main point. The main point is with that reflection, mm-hmm. you're seeing the water is moving, so you're seeing the moon moving. Actually, the only thing that's moving is the reflection of the moon in the water. And that is moving. The reflection of the moon in the water is moving, but actually it's the water moving. The moon is not moving at all, right?
So the
movement of the water is superimposed onto the moon, which is seen in the water.
So the superimposition of the moon is the analogy for the dua.
Well, the moon is the analogy for the atma, because the movement of the water is superimposed on the moon,
uh-huh.
like the cartridge where the doership of the upadhi is superimposed on the self.
Okay.
Right?
In the manas, in the first word, you know, manas upadhyayi, can that genitive singular ending of upadhyayi, can that be taken for that compound manas upadhyayi, or is it only upadhyayi
yes.
rather than genitive?
Yes, only that. Then, what you do is, in a compound where a bunch of words are put together, the endings are dropped off of all of the words except the last one. Now that compound functions in the sentence as one word. And that one word has a genitive ending. Then what we have to do is go into the compound itself and do what's called the vigraha of the compound, which means to break it apart and put the endings on it, which belong on it. Because all the endings have fallen off. And so then you have to learn that, what those endings are going to be.
That entire first word is actually not a compound because ajnanat has its own ending.
That's right. So ajnanat is not a compound, but manasu upadehi is.
So manasu upadehi is the compound with the genitive ending. So
yes.
It makes sense that we would say the doership, you know, the kartritva of the manasu upadehi.
And then you have to decide what is the relationship between manasa and upadhi.
Right.
And it would, I think the relationship would be what we call a karma dharya, which means that it's manas as an adjective to the upadhi. The upadhi, which is mental.
The mental upadhi.
The mental upadhi. And so that's just an adjectival relationship.
Right, and that's right. As opposed to saying the upadhi of the mind.
Then I think that that's not what's being said there, because manas, it already means of the mind. But you could have that if it was a different word, right? You could have it be the upadhi of something, right? But that's not the case here.
So if we said upadhi of something, we would say upadhi of human being or upadhi of animal or something like that. Right?
Something, you'd have to find a, yeah. Does everybody kind of see this?
Well, I'm just, what you ask?
Never mind. I'm sorry. Okay, if you could have the soup proteas, these case affixes, available for your immediate. And then compare the second page, is compare the singular endings.
Yeah.
The new one that I put on the table. And then I wanted you to, the new ones I have on the table are the feminine short E and the feminine short U.
Okay. So those are the new ones. And then if you could have available to you the masculine Ienu and the feminine long E and U. And I'm just going to talk you through these, but if you have these ready to pull out, it'd be good.
Feminine short U, feminine.
Feminine short Ienu.
Mm-hmm.
The masculine Ienu. And the feminine long E and long U. The masculine Ienu are Hari and Guru. The feminine long Ienu are Dasi and Vadu. That's just for backup information. The ones we're going to work on are the short Ienu.
You say
Vadu?
Vadu.
Vadu. Vadu. For the long
Ienu. Yes.
Vadu. So you're developing a good ear for me, yes. Everybody ready? Take a look at the short E, and we're going to see later that the short U is exactly like it if you know the guna vriddhi and semi-vowel equivalents. There is, in the feminine, we're used to, everybody with me here? All right. In the feminine, we're used to feminine nouns ending in long vowels, right? Like sha-la, long ah, long e, like dasi, or long u, like vadu. But there are also many, many vowel, feminines that end in either a short e or a short u. We're going to look at the short e's first, like mati. Mati means mind or intellect. It comes up very commonly, common word in Vedanta. It means my thought or my firm knowledge, my firm conviction is mati. Okay. Now, if you've got your case affixes available here, you know the case affixes, which is the first page, just so that you have those that I can refer to. Look at this nominative. Matihi, mati, matiyaha. Okay?
It says matayaha. Is it matayaha?
Shoot. Yes. Darn it. Well, should be matiyaha. First typo. I went over this so many times. Okay. I wonder if I did that with. Yes. Everybody see that should be matihi?
Transliteration
says matiyaha. Yeah. You know, I know what happens. Sometimes, anyway, doesn't matter. Matihi, mati, matiyaha. Is the ending matis. So you should be able to, like, harihi, ramaha, guruhu. Matihi should be recognizable to you. Right? Whether you know it's feminine or masculine, if you see matihi, the substantive is mati, you should recognize this as a nominative singular. Mati. There's a lengthening of the E. Now in Hari, it's Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha. Right? So this is just like the masculine. Matihi, Mati, Matiyaha. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the accusative. Matin, Mati, like Harim, Hari. Okay? But Matihi, that's the feminine marker. Matihi, Shalaha, Vedvaha, right? So, no, Matihi is like Shalaha, okay? So, Matihi, Mati, Matiha, Mati, Mati, Matihi. That's going to be different from Hari.
I want to find something that makes it interesting. In the feminine, it would be longi, it would be da si hi. So this is following that same form, okay? Then, matya. This is different. Right? This is now we're going like with the ora, but if you know that the generic ending, that the generic ending for the instrumental singular is ah, and you see matya, know the word matya, you see that matya, you should be able to guess that this would be instrumental singular because you know that the ending is ah for the instrumental singular. If you look at your super affixes here, you see the instrumental ending is ah. So mati plus ah, sandhi, matya, right?
No augment here.
There's no augment. But there's no augment anywhere. The augment that you're used to is only from data to locative. Oh, unless you're thinking... there's no na augment. Okay? So now look at the mati bhyan and mati bihi. That you should recognize, right? Now look at the data. Mataye is like hareye. There's a second form. It's either mataye or matyai, which is like the feminine. And if it's like the feminine, like dasi, it'll take the augment. If the long e ending nouns take the augment, so dasi plus a, dasya plus a, dasyai. Let me go over that again. For long E ending, it will take the A augment. Everybody remember that? This is true from dative to locative. So Da Si, if I were doing long E, Da Si plus A, Da Siya plus A, Da Siyai. Here it would be Mati plus A, Matya plus A, Matyai. Okay, so look at the dative. Are everybody looking at the dative? The feminine, E's and U's, right, will have an I instead of an A. And that's because the A is sending with the augment A. So you should get A plus A is what? What's A plus A? If you do a sundi, A plus A. A plus A. I. A plus A is I. Mm-hmm. If A plus A is I, and the E's take an A augment, you're going to go like you'll have Mati plus A, Matya plus A is Matyai. If you have Dasi plus A, Dasya plus A, Dasyai. Okay, listen to this. Shala takes a ya augment. Shala plus ya, shala ya plus a, shala yai. Right? If I had vadu, vadu plus a, ya a augment. Vadva, vadu plus a, vadva plus a, vadvai. What does this mean? Is that in the dative, you're going to see either A or I endings because of the sundi, right? Because of sundi, you're either going to see an A, or if there's going to be some sort of an A or Ya augment, that A will change to I. Okay? We'll see this when we go through the comparatives. So now if you look, dative, matiye is where it's being declined like a masculine. And matyai, it's declined like a feminine. And this will be true all the way through dative through locative. The mati bhyam and mati bhyaha you should recognize. Okay? Now, look at the ablative. Matehe is like harehe. It's just like the masculine. Mm-hmm. Or matyaha is just like the feminine e. Mati plus the augment a, matya plus us, matyaha. Mati plus a, matya, plus us, matyaha. Okay?
So you get matehe or matyaha, then matibya, matibya, you shouldn't have to learn. Ablative and genitive are exactly the same. Both have the us ending, okay? If hari becomes harehe, then matehe, matyaha, exactly like the ablative. Everybody with me? Look at the dual. Mati plus the genitive ending, os. What is mati plus os? E plus o. E plus o is yo. Right? The e is replaced by the semi-vowel equivalent, so mati plus os matyoho. Mati nam, hari nam, guru nam, rama nam, shala nam. Right? Vadu nam. So mati nam, the e elongates, just like hari nam, guru nam, shala nam, dasi nam, vadu nam. So mati nam, you should be able to recognize that. Okay? Locative. Harau, matau. Just harau, matau. Matyam, like dasi plus a plus am, dasyam. Dasi plus a, dasya, plus an, dasyam. Mati plus a, the a augment. Matya plus an, matyam. Where's the genitive? The locative ending is e, the substantive e is e, but in the locative it's replaced by that am. For the feminine.
And how do you get matal? Is that related to the e?
Replacement. It's a replacement. In Hari, the E is replaced by Al. So you have to memorize it. There's no logic. Just replace them. But if Hari becomes Harau and Dasi becomes Dasyam, right? The long E becomes Dasyam, then here Mati will become Matyam. It'll come, like the masculine will be Matal, like the feminine it would be Matyam. So let me explain that. Look again, the dative to locative singulars. You have two forms. The first form is exactly like the masculine short e, hari. The second form is just exactly like the feminine long e, dasi. Right, so if you can do mati, if you can do hari and you can do dasi, then you can do mati.
Masculine short and feminine long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no masculine long, so just be masculine e and feminine long e. So those are the two forms. Now look at in the duals, the matyoho, matyoho, the dual genitive and locative are always the same. Mati shu, that should be a no-brainer. You either see su or shu, it's locative plural. So,
oh, sorry.
Whoa.
That's intense.
Where?
I haven't gone to Rito.
Let's look at the vocative. Vocative is just like Hari. Mate, Mati, Matiyaha. Remember in the vocative, the dual and plural are always the same as the nominative dual and plural. So you have Mate, Mati, Matiyaha. Hari becomes Hare, Mati becomes Mate. Okay, so looking at this as a whole, you can make note here, everything is just like Hari, except for the accusative plural, which is feminine, right, like dasihi, and the secondary form, and the instrumental singular, right, is different, dasya, it's like feminine, okay. The instrumental singular is done in a feminine instead of harina, like dasya. Right? So you've got that. That's the word different is different. But if you know feminines, you should be able to figure that out. That the acute, because you're not. This is all recognition. But I'm just showing you where there's. It's, everything's like hari, except for the accusative plural, which is like dasi. The instrumental singular, which is like dasi, because hari would be harina, and the accusative plural of hari would be harin. Okay. And now look, this is what's different. Dative through locative, you have like hari or like dasi, two forms in the singular.
Everything else is like Hari. You see that? Also, you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Why did they come up with two forms there in the feminine short E?
There's no way to answer it. There just are, you know. And so actually, when we learn the grammar, it's a descriptive grammar. So it says the Sanskrit came way before the grammars. So the grammars are descriptive grammars.
I see.
And trying to make sense of the language.
Okay.
And it just so happens that this is how it is. I can't really give an answer to why.
What do you call that? Reverse engineering.
Let's compare this short E, feminine short E, to short U, dame.
So, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a little mental trouble here.
Okay.
So, but our task here is not only, I mean, to learn the templates, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but in the difference between these datives, through locatives, and these two forms, is just for, to be able to recognize.
Recognition, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Let's look at the feminine short E's and compare to the short U's, Denu. Okay? Now, this is going to be exactly the same, right? It's going to be like Guru. So, look at the nominative, Denuhu, Denu, Denagaha, or it's Matihi, Mati, Matiyaha, Denuhu, Denu, Denavaha. See it? Where that Avaha is the right? Actually, Denu becomes Deno plus the S, Denavaha. But if you learn Guru, you'll know this. Look at the accusative. Denu, Denu, Denuhu. Now, that needs another circle. Right? Because in the masculine, it would be Gurun. But Denuhu, right, it's going to be like Vadvuhu. Vaduhu, I mean. Vaduhu. Yeah, Vaduhu. Now look at instrumental, Denva. Right? Again, like Vadva, like the feminine U, feminine long U. Whereas Guru would be Guruna in the masculine. So just like in Smati, the accusative plural and the instrumental singular are the feminine forms. Denuhu and Denva. Okay? Then Denu Pyon, Denu Pihi, Shino. Now look at the datives. Again, the first form is the masculine form, the second form is the feminine form. Denave would be like Gurave. Right? Denvai would be like Vadvai. Denu plus A, Denva. Plus A, Denvai. You gonna get that? Denu plus A, Denva. Plus A, Denvai. Denu pyam, Denu pyaha. Ablative, Denoho, like Guroho. Denvaha, like Vadvaha. Denu plus A, the augment. Denva. Plus us, Denvaha. Denu pyam, Denu pyaha. Genitive, the singular, ablative, and genitive are the same. See that? They're always the same. Except for ending nouns. Now, Denvoho, genitive, Denu. Plus os, den voho. U plus o, vo. Denu plus os, den voho. Denu nam, hari nam, rama nam, pala nam, dasi nam, vadu nam, denu nam, mati nam. See that? That you should recognize. Locative. Denau like Karao or Gurao. Denva. Denu plus A plus An. Denvan. Feminine. Then Denvoho, the duals are the same. Genitive locative dual. Denushu. No problem.
Deno, like Guru, Denu, Denavaha. Everyone see?
So this is really just the same as the E ending, if you just go with the...
They're really very similar. They're almost exactly like the masculine E, and oh yeah, this is exactly the same. If you understand Guna, the short E, the short U is exactly the same as the short E, if you know the Guna and Sundi. There's no difference at all. And even and these are both like Hari and Guru, except for the areas where it takes the feminine ending, like in the accusative plural, instrumental singular, and then the dative through the locative that has both the masculine formation and the feminine formation. Is that clear for everybody?
So that's our 14 vowel and then the end.
Yeah, I think we did. Did we do mantra?
Yes.
Yeah, we did that kind of quickly, but mantra is just like kartra, and it's just like kartra. We did that last time. I want you to do something now. Pull out your see the similarities. Compare the singular endings. Go to the ablative genitive. In the similarities. Okay. First of all, I want you to notice something. That in the ablative and genitive, everybody with me? Comparative endings? I've added some extra ones on here, and also on your left-hand side, you can see the this masculine ending, neuter ending, masculine e. Okay. Look at the ablative and genitive endings. Above it says that the generic ending is us for both ablative and genitive. The masculine and neuter are always different than everything else, right? But for the masculine and neuter, from the instrumental on down, they're done exactly the same, okay? Masculine and neuter, So you've got, for the ablative, you've got Ramat, Ramasya, Palat, Palasya. You need to memorize it. They're different. But all of the others, go up, just run your finger all the way down, both columns, they're exactly the same, okay? See that? Harehe, harehe, guroho, guroho. The ablative and genitive are the same. Okay. Now so let's go down the genitive line. Harehe guroho are the same. The ending is us. Hari takes guna, becomes hare. The of the us will drop. You get harehe. Guru takes guna, becomes guro plus us. The drops. You get guroho. For the ra ending, netu, which would be an agent noun, netra, which means to lead, and pitu, which would be a relational noun, those are declined in exactly the same way after the first five inflections. So for these ra ending nouns, the ra plus the us is replaced by us, and you have to memorize it. So netra plus us becomes netuhu, where the ra and the us are replaced. Memorization. So netra plus us becomes netuhu, not by sundi, but just by replacement. So the form for the ablative and genitive singulars would be netuhu and pituhu. Okay. Now we're at the neuters. Vadi, vadinaha. Madhu, madhunaha, kartra, kartranaha. Because in the neuter nouns, e, u, and ra, a na augment is added to any ending that begins with a vowel. So it would be vadi plus na plus us. Vadi plus in plus us. Madhu plus in plus us. Kartra plus in plus us. So for neuter nouns, any affix that begins with a vowel will take the augment in, and it'll change to na lingual if there's a ra there. So varinaha, madunaha, kartunaha. All right? Feminine, ah. Feminine from the dative on down takes the augment ya. Feminine ah from dative down takes the augment ah. So shala plus ya plus us, shala yaha. The feminine e and u, long e and u, take the augment ah before the ending. So dasi plus a, das ya, plus us. Vadu plus a, okay? Vadu plus a, vadva plus us. So that's how you get that there. Then the feminine, r, matuhu. Matuhu is just like another r, and like pituhu. Let's look now at the feminine short e. Feminine short E is either done like Hari. Mati becomes Mate plus the us, the a drops, you get Matehe. Or it's done like the feminine is done like the Dasi. Then it takes the augment A. Mati plus A, Matyaha. Same for Denu. Denu is either done like the masculine. Denu becomes Deno plus us. The a drops, denoho, or it's done like the feminine and takes the augment a. Denu plus a, denva plus us, denvaha. Everybody see?
I missed the last one. What was the last one you were talking about?
Denu is a short u ending. In the genitive singular, denu is either done like the masculine where denu becomes deno plus us, the a drops, denoho. Or it's done like the feminine. It's got two forms. Denva. Denu takes the augment a. Denva plus us. Denvaha. So these last four are what we learned today. Okay. So I would print. We'll finish up the locatives tomorrow next week, and I'm also gonna. We'll do some reading of sentences, but I'm going to move on to something else. What I want you to realize is that you can recognize these. You may not, if you know the generic endings, you know, you should be able at this point to maybe not be able to say Rama, Rama, Ramaha going through all of them. But if I were to write one of these up on the board, I would want to see if you could figure it out, what the ending would be.
The ones with the no exceptions are easy, like the dual instrumental dative alphabet.
You know what I would do? I would just read down these, you know, and see if you can understand why they are what they are. And then just keep studying these, debug these until they become really simple for you. Okay, let's do our prayer. So I can't keep you longer because our time's up. Here.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.